Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yo,
what's up?
You heard about this this mafia boss and it's Italian mafia boss.
Oof, stereotype.
Yeah, man. And his name is Giovanni. No, I'm just playing. his actual name, he's a convicted murderer.
Okay,
so he was a, I don't know if mafia boss, but a member of a mafia family. His name is Gioacchino Gamino.
Okay, okay.
No, that's
sounds
a nice
Italian.
Nice name, yeah. He was in prison, and about 20 years ago, he got out. Mm-hmm. They were filming something at the prison. Some shit went down. It was like a big mix-up, and then he escaped.
Escaped, okay. So he didn't only get out and flydde.
Yeah, he escaped prison 20 years ago. He was on the run for 20 years, and he got caught. Now. Just very recently. And the way they caught him, he was living in Spain.
Mm.
The way they caught him was Google Street View.
Damn. Fucking Google, I saw.
And
everywhere.
It made me think about when we were, we had some, I think you found it. The dudes in Malmö on Google Street View. And it was like, they were doing it looked like a drug transaction.
Ja, det ser verkligen ut som det här var years ago. Men det var någon, tror jag, som skickade till mig om vi stod det på någon. Jag minns inte, men det är verkligen så här, en corner någonstans i Malmö. Yeah. Där det ser verkligen ut som en...
like a drug deal.
The exchange is happening right now.
Like, imagine if I'm looking for the Lidl.
Mm.
And then I see, you know, fucking, you know, Stefan out there selling weed. It's like, god damn.
Yep.
And this happened with this guy. He started a restaurant living in Spain. And he started a restaurant. He was out there doing this thing. Started a whole new life. And here's the image here, man, that he got caught by. He's just sitting there, just saying, hey, do you want a tomato?
Myself, yeah. Italian passion is showing.
Yeah. And what's it say? It's so such a clear shot, too, man. El Huerto de Manu is the name of his spot. But when they came in, he was like, I haven't talked to my family in over 10 years. Like, I haven't talked to anybody. How did you catch me?
Han liksom levt, han levt hardcore, undercover.
He went hardcore.
Eller undercover, men alltså
on the run. Yeah. He hadn't talked to his family for over 10 years, and he was wondering how the hell. Like, I didn't leave any traces. I knew I had to cut everybody off. And they were like, Google Street View.
Sorry, player. Wow. Alltså, fan vad man skulle hata Google nu.
Yeah, man. You know, he probably put a hit out.
Mm. On Google.
On Google.
Men alltså...
get to Google! And then one thing that was kind of depressing is that he like got locked up in like 2000-something.
Okay.
I mean, he got away in like 2000-something. It's like, damn, that's 20 years ago.
Men du sa att han var en convicted murderer. Så alltså, han är inte någon sån
här... Yeah, it comes up as a convicted murderer listed among Italy's most wanted gangsters.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's done some stuff. He changed his name to Manuel. I'm a Manuel!
Men alltså, det skulle suga så mycket att åka fast på det sättet också. Jag förstår verkligen det, att så här, jag har gjort allting by the book. När man ska fly, man ska gå på rymmen. Jag har inte liksom...
I didn't fuck up.
Nej, jag har inte fuckat upp. Och sen så åker man fast på det sättet.
I didn't try to get a revenge on somebody. Nej. Like a heat.
Ja, precis.
I get so frustrated.
Men man undrar ju också såklart, hur fan gick det till rent praktiskt för polisen eller whatever att hitta honom på? För jag menar, är det någon som sitter och scannar de här bilderna på jakt efter liksom fugitives?
I don't even know, man. They said it was a 2-year investigation.
Mm.
So I'm wondering why were they looking in Spain?
Mm.
It feels almost like, are they lying? You know what I mean? Maybe they got a tip off or something.
Ja, maybe. Det kanske är precis. Han kanske var välkänd och någon har det tipsat eller ja. Men det är mycket frågor. Det är absolut mycket frågor alltså.
Yeah. And it says in 2019, police arrested a mobster with the Camorra Mafia organization while he was eating pasta with his two cats sitting beside him in an apartment.
Wow,
in
the outskirts of Naples. Yeah. Eating pasta.
And so it was strange they threw that into the article. I'm just sitting with my cats.
Just eating spaghetti. Men du, skulle du kunna, om du var på rymmen, skulle du kunna liksom hålla dig från att besöka din familj eller så här? Eller skulle du vara en dummy? Eller skulle du vara en smart guy som den här snubben?
Oh man, that's a tough one. Because I had a question for you in that same vein. I honestly don't think I'd be able to. Like, I don't think I'd be able to answer your question. I don't think I could. I'd probably be a dummy or, you know, I'd probably get caught because of a Google search or something like that. So I could see my family.
Mm.
Some, you know what I mean? They'll be like,
"Wait, an enda i Italien som looking at Nubian porn." We have him.
He was confused. He looked so confused. Now they, I'll be the one looking at my family's Facebook and Instagram. You know what I mean? That's how they would catch me. And this guy seemed like he stayed away from that. What about you? I know you could do it. I didn't even gotta ask.
No, you can do it. Wow.
I know you could be like, well, I guess I'll cut everybody off.
Nej, men det är ju verkligen... För jag tror att,
you're in jail. And you, this is your way out.
Men det är det som är liksom det... Vad ska man säga? Om du är i jail och du aldrig får se din familj ändå, så är ju valet ganska lätt. Det är ju bättre att aldrig få se sin familj men vara på utsidan. Men jag tror att det blir väl trickier om du är på ett fängelse där du ändå får träffa din familj ibland.
Right.
Att de får komma och besöka.
That's normally, that's how it is though.
I guess. Om det, är det fortfarande så på en, liksom, en maximum security?
Yeah.
Att man får träffa sin familj.
My uncle was locked up on maximum security.
Right. Which one?
Reggie.
Max.
I actually want to try to get him. He's just so fucking dumb. But I want to try to get him to talk to us about, because I want to know, like, when you get out after 15 years, what's, like, what, I mean, when he went in, there was no... He was the first cell phone I ever saw.
Mm.
But he's just going to be so ignorant. It's going to be hard to talk to him. It's so frustrating. Try to talk to him because it'd be, yeah, man, so y'all get pussy out there? Be like, damn, I'm just trying to talk to you about something, man. What if it smell good? What pussy smell like, huh? Huh? That's the all conversation right to be. That's the legacy
that he leaves behind.
The Reggie legacy.
Shout out, Reggie.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But yeah, my question was, if you had to choose between seeing your family while you locked up or having your freedom but never seeing your family again, which do you choose? If and murderer, so that means you probably get life. So it's the rest of your life you get to you see your family, but they see you in this jumper behind bars type shit, or you know, in the meeting room.
Mm. Ja, det är fan en, jag tycker det är en tuff, för det är klart att det enkla svaret är bara så, ja, man vill ha träffa sin familj liksom. Yeah. Men det finns ju också hela aspekten med att så här, men vill man att ens familj ska se en i det stadiet liksom?
Yeah.
Ska de se mig bara som en, ska mina barn bara få se mig som den här convicted murderer, eller är det bättre? Ja. Sen finns det också en fråga om hur man, om man nu lyckas fly, vad lever man för liv on the run? Yeah. För det finns ju de som, du vet, så här, ah, du har gjort ett, låt säga, bankrån och du har pengar stashed någonstans, right, på utsidan, men du kanske, du som måste, du vet var de finns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Och då kan ju din flykt möjliggöra till exempel att du kan komma åt pengarna och du kan ge dem till någon, till din familj till exempel,
mm,
på något vänster. Då är det också lite mer lockande.
Yeah.
Att så här, okej, ni kommer aldrig mer få se mig, men ni kommer vara omhändertagna för resten av livet. Men Anna, men vad fan, alltså jag tror att det är väldigt svårt för de allra flesta. Just, jag har aldrig varit locked up, men det känns bara som att det är mentalt och psykiskt liksom. Om du vet att det här kommer vara ditt, du är locked up for life,
right,
tror jag att det kommer vara väldigt svårt att inte ta chansen att få komma ut liksom.
Exactly. I'd probably be trying all the time. Like, you hear stories about people that just keep trying to get caught, trying to get out.
Mm.
I'd be one of those. Like the movie Life. I'd be my entire life trying to
komma
get out.
På ett sätt liksom. Och det känns som att nowadays att det är så jävla fucking svårt. Om, yeah. Alltså, du måste yeah, ju vara någon så här El Chapo-figur, eller du måste ju vara någon som så här, yeah, har the funds, the influence att kunna liksom,
yep,
muta så himla många. Och du kan ju inte så här fly som man gjorde så här, back in the old days, så här, gräva en tunnel. Eller så det är så här,
yeah,
med en sked typ. Klättra över muren.
They can give me sporks. Can't do nothing with a spork. Yeah, so you're saying, you haven't answered the question.
I haven't. Jag slingar mig.
Don't try to get away with this, man.
jag tror att det är klart, man vill se sin familj, man vill se sina barn. Det är
so
mitt
you
svar.
Stay locked up. There's also the aspect of, do I want my kids to see me like this?
Ja, men det var det jag sa. You're taking my aspect now. Like a dummy. Exactly. <so.
laughs> I'm saying, like, that's a strong enough feeling. Like, I have memories of going to see Reggie when he's mm-hmm. locked up. And it feels like, you know, he taught me how to use three-way dialing. Have I ever told you this? He taught me
all
how to
use it.
He called my grandma's house. I was there. And I ended up hanging up on him a couple times. But I would basically call women for him. And then he'd be like, all right, put the phone down. And I did. And I would check every now and then to see if he's still on. But it was so he could talk dirty mm. with these different women. And it seems very humiliating from his standpoint.
Absolutely.
To be like, or we would go there with his baby mama, or no, his girlfriend at the time. And I just thought about something.
What happened?
She, you know, I didn't masturbate growing up,
mm.
but
you were listening in?
I found pictures of her. We were moving, and my mom had to beef with her, this woman, this really fine woman that Reggie was dating. And my mom got mad at her. She tried to do Reggie dirty somehow, I don't know, something with some money or something. And then my mom had gotten a hold of, or Reggie sent her some dirty pictures of Elaine to almost use as kind of like ransom type, or like the, as bribery or something like that.
So vänta nu, din uncle skickade pengar på hans då tjejen som han messed around med.
No, she did something dirty regarding his money.
Mm, okay.
And in order to keep her from doing something. I don't know. My mom had like some blackmail pictures of her that she had sent him. So I knew of the pictures. I knew they existed.
Mm.
And because my mom's like bragging about it. Like, if she tried some shit, I got the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we were moving out because we lived with my other uncle, Uncle Pap. And my mom was giving him rent money. He never paid it. He was using it for crack. So we got kicked out. And I still let the school bus drop me off there, and I would walk through the house and pretend we lived there. Mm-hmm. But I just wait for my mom and go to where we live in. It's horrible.
Yeah, man.
So I was walking through this mess that was in the house, and I found the pictures. It was like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And man, I was 13.
Mm.
And I knew that it was so sexy,
mm-hmm.
like to me, like the way she was like squatting on the pic, like, and I was like, oh my God, she was oiled up. And I was just like, I knew I had to do something, but I didn't know.
Like, what am I supposed to do with this right now?
My dick is hard. What do I do? So I put my penis on the picture.
The fuck? That's even worse. Wow. Se vad som hände. Alltså, alla de här idéerna med att det är så terrible att masturbate. Så slutar det med att man håller på med sån här skit. Alltså. Putting your penis on pictures. Och sen så bara...
I didn't like come or nothing. I
just... Of course not. How would you come? Alltså det var... Och du bara hade din kuk på bilden. Hur länge då? Och bara...
I was just like, man.
Didn't you feel like a dummy? Efter ett tag, man bara, du var i stunden, du så excited,
like
du var i stunden.
Och
sen så bara, look at me, look at my stupid ass just nu. Liksom 5 sekunder senare, bara, I'm just standing here, middle of the room.
With my dick on
like
the picture.
Fresh Prince i sista avsnittet.
Oh man. So anyway, that was.
But how do you wrap it up? Hur slutar man den storyn? Vad hände?
Describe the story. I wasn't gonna. I didn't know what else to do. So
after talk,
put the picture down.
So after talk, me kicking på bilden. After talk,
I put
so
my shorts back on.
All right, I guess I'm done.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
That was it. I was just like, wow. I'm not gonna like masturbate.
Nah, because that would be crazy. That would be crazy.
In this empty, abandoned home.
Wow. Okay.
But anyway, that was a sidetrack.
Nah, that was the main track.
The sidetrack to when they were on good terms, we would all go to see Raging Saturday down in South Miami, and they would be hugging up, and then they would like kind of ask us to go off to the side, and they would make out, and it feels so humiliating. Like, I felt bad for him. Like, we got to... Because sometimes they would start making out, and then we'd be like, all right, I'm going to go to the soda machine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like there's a bunch of shit to do at the jail.
No.
So, like, we'd go get... And he had chain. He would cut hair, so he had a bunch of, like, coins. And he'd be like, acting like a baller. Hey, take these nickels.
Yeah.
Go over there and buy yourself some Cheetos.
Yeah.
And then we go to the machine, and then they're just making out, and you just kind of take your time coming back. And it just felt... I just thought to myself, this is why I never want to go to jail.
Mm.
It's so humiliating. So with that said, maybe I go... I try to leave a clue somewhere.
Ja, precis.
That I'm okay.
Det är säkert det rätta svaret. Alltså för att man tänker också att man vill inte heller vara en börda på typ ens kids. För det kan inte vara kul för dem heller. Att behöva komma dit liksom och se en och behöva komma till ett fängelse. Så den miljön vill man ju inte vara i. Att påtvinga dem den grejen. Då kanske det är bättre att bara fly och sen take your chances till att så här, träffa dem ändå somehow.
Or somehow let them know I'm okay.
Anyways, jag kan inte riktigt komma förbi in här på den här dick on the picture. har du liksom... När de hoppade made out, du tänkte ju då att så, uff, I had my dick on your picture. Oh, okay.
They had broken up when I saw that, and I was just like, man, finally get to see how fine she was.
All right, man. On that note, tycker jag att vi wrap this up.
I still have the picture.
What?
No, just play. Oh,
alltså, du börjar närma dig.
Your face.
Det finns ju sportjournalisten Bill Simmons. Han har ju en grej som han myntade för, alltså det är säkert 15 år sedan, som heter The Tyson Zone. Och det var en grej som han menade när, och den var ju såklart uppkallad efter Mike Tyson. För nu Mike Tyson liksom, verkar han må bra och allting, men han hade ju en lång period där han bara var crazy. Och han menade att vissa människor kommer in i The Tyson Zone, det betyder att vad, vilken typ av crazy story man än får höra, så tror man att det kind of är sant. För att så här, de har gjort så mycket crazy shit innan. Så det är såhär, oh, I heard Mike Tyson fought a gorilla. Oh, he might have, he could have. Och det här var lite samma sak, att bara såhär, oh, you still had the picture, oh, I guess, why wouldn't you? You still put your dick on it every now and then.
Every now and then.
Just standing. Du söker upp liksom abandoned hus här i Stockholm och bara liksom stand in the middle of the room.
With my dick on a picture. Yeah.
Pants at the ankles. Alltså. Ja. Vi hörs snart, okej?
Yeah. Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all so much. We'll holla.
Peace.
Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.